In this bulletin, the Treasurer warns Australians to prepare for tough economic times. The ACT becomes the first jurisdiction in Australia to commit to phasing out petrol and diesel vehicles. And Cameron Smith refuses to answer the biggest question in golf. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has warned there'll be confronting economic news when he delivers a statement to Parliament next week regarding expectations on inflation, interest rates and wages. He says Australians must prepare to endure tough economic times, with inflation continuing to rise, adding to the cost of living. In regards to petrol prices, he says the federal government cannot keep the fuel excise tax cut in place for much longer.
My job is to paint the true picture of the economy and our economic challenges, and that's what I intend to do on Thursday, the 28th of July, in the Parliament. We have inherited the trickiest set of economic conditions that a new government has inherited in memory.
New research has found Australian democracy is being undermined by a so-called jobs for mates culture, with one in five powerful federal government board positions held by a political appointee. A report from the Grattan Institute shows that federal and state government boards, tribunals and agencies are filled with people who've previously worked in politics. Responding to findings which show political appointees make up to 21% of the most well-paid and prestigious federal government board positions, Labor Minister Tony Burke says the former Morrison government's appointments were often lacking in merit.
I look at boards that I'm responsible for. The National Museum of Australia has no historian on it. The National Portrait Gallery has no one who's First Nations. We have boards that have not been made as skills-based boards, where the only skill that was expected of people was a Liberal Party membership ticket. I'm now going through the process, as my colleagues are, of making sure we get back to the skills requirements that should be there on those boards.
The Australian Capital Territory has confirmed it will ban the sale of new petrol and diesel vehicles from 2035. The Territory becomes the first jurisdiction in Australia to commit to phasing out internal combustion engine vehicles. 9 out of 10 cars on ACT roads will be zero emission vehicles by the end of the decade. The ANZ has agreed to buy Suncorp's banking business for $4.9 billion in Australia's biggest banking deal in a decade. The ANZ will continue operating under the Suncorp Bank brand for 5 years as it takes on an additional $47 billion in home loans and $45 billion in deposits. Trading in ANZ shares was halted as the deal was completed. Victoria is launching a multi-million dollar campaign to entice skilled workers to join emergency departments as a Melbourne hospital's virtual emergency department program will be doubled. Up to 500 patients a day will be able to access a video consultation from home with an emergency doctor or nurse as part of the Northern Hospital's virtual service. Eligible patients will also be connected to the program by paramedics on scene for virtual assessment, management and referral. Premier Daniel Andrews says eligibility criteria is also being expanded to aged care residents.
This is the latest part of our comprehensive plan, not only to repair the damage that this pandemic has done to our health system, not only to get us through, but to make sure that the system is better and stronger for this one in 100 year event. We will continue this virtual ED and in fact we'll grow it, COVID or no COVID.
A man who allegedly urinated from the roof of the Sydney Cricket Ground's O'Reilly stand has been banned for life from Rugby Australia events. The patron was filmed in the act after climbing to the vantage point during the second half of Saturday night's test match between Australia and England. He's also been issued a 2-year ban by the Sydney Cricket Ground. In sport, Australia's newly crowned British Open champion Cameron Smith has refused to confirm or deny if he intends to defect from the PGA Tour to join the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour.
I just won the British Open and you're asking about that. I think that's pretty not that good. I appreciate that, but the question is still there. Are you interested at all? Is there any truth in that?
I don't know, mate. My team around me worries about all that stuff. I'm here to win golf tournaments.
The billion-dollar organisation has already signed 23 players who competed in the 150th Open at St Andrews, including Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson and Sergio Garcia. I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.